Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, what's up? Is that a missed call?
Hello, my name is Chris. I'm from the Republic Tax Relief Center, and I'm just getting back to you regarding your IRS taxes. Do you still need help with that?
What company you work for?
From the Republic Tax Relief Center, sir.
I do. I don't remember. I don't remember reaching out to you guys though.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry for the inconvenience that you don't need help with that.
Well, I do need help, but how did you guys get my information? Because I didn't reach out to you.
So sorry. Actually, sir, this is from the Republic Tax Relief Center. We are offering assistance with the IRS taxes. So if you need help with that, we only can give you information about the program that the IRS has available that can reduce them or eliminate this debt, if you're interested.
Okay, I'm interested.
Okay, so do you have two or more filed tax returns?
I haven't filed taxes since like 2010.
Okay. So do you owe the IRS $5,000 or more?
I owe a lot of money. I owe like $13,000.
$13,000. Okay, as I mentioned, sir, the IRS has a program available right now that can reduce or eliminate this debt. Just let me get you connected with the tax specialist to see if you qualify for the help, okay?
Okay.
And they will give you more information about it. May I have your first name just to confirm, please?
Jamel, Jamel.
Okay, Gmail, right? Okay, and just to confirm, sir, is this your telephone number? 980256 7060 30? Okay, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, 980-257-0630. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay, let me get you connected with the tax specialist to see if you qualify for the help. Please don't hang up the call, okay? This
All
will
right.
be very quickly. Okay, Mr. Jamil, just give me 1 second.
Tax relief, it's Jeff.
Hello, Mr. Jeff. I have Mr. Jamil that want to know more information with the number of 980-257-0630.
Okay, very good.
Okay, you're in good hands. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, not much. So, yeah, why don't you tell me a little bit about your situation? I'll kind of jump in, see what we can do to help. Like, how much does the IRS claim that you owe?
I'm not too sure. I think the last time I checked, it was like $13,000.
Okay. Is that from 1 year? Is that several years?
No, I haven't filed since like 2010, probably.
Okay, gotcha. So the IRS has a program, it's called the Fresh Start Initiative, and if you qualify, we can substantially reduce the amount that you owe, bring you current on the filings, or we can put you in a non-collectible status where you don't pay back any of it. So, because some of this is pretty old debt, so we can get it removed.
And I know, like, the state of North Carolina. The state of North Carolina started garnishing my wages. They started that like last year, something like that. Oh no, they started this year, like in March of this year. They started garnishing my wages, but it says the state of North Carolina though.
Well, once we get the IRS resolved, the state won't allow us to reduce, resolve, or settle on their debt until we take care of the IRS. So that's what we do first. You know, you just kind of go through it, see if you qualify, see what options you have, kind of go from there. So you're in North Carolina. What county are you in so I can pull up your standard deductions?
Mecklenburg County.
Mecklenburg. And how do you file when you file? Do you file married, single?
Well, I haven't filed. I haven't filed in 14 years, so I filed single. I was single, so I'll say single.
Okay.
Yeah, I have two dependents.
Okay, gotcha. So we can do head of household. Okay. And then what's your gross income monthly before taxes?
Monthly, I'd say about $4,000. Hold on, let me see. Should I count my second job, my part-time job?
Yeah, how much is that?
My part-time job is $300 a week, and my full-time job is $1,000, so $1,300 a week.
All right, so about 52. Okay. Do you own your own home, or do you pay a mortgage? Do you pay rent?
I pay mortgage.
How much is the mortgage monthly?
Mortgage is $1,308 a month.
Does that include your taxes and insurance?
Yeah, it includes your taxes and insurance, yes.
Okay, what about utilities, electric, gas, water? What's that average
month? Yeah, electric, gas, cable. Cable too, or no?
Let's break them up. I get more credit for it. So how much is electric average monthly?
I'd say about 120. About 120 a month.
Gas?
Gas, say about 70 a month, 80 a month, 70, 80 a month.
Water?
Water, I'd say about $60, $70 every 2 months.
Okay. And what about cable or internet or streaming service? You can add that in there too.
I'd say about $150 a month with everything.
Okay, and then your cell phone?
Cell phone. I have a family plan, so say about $250 a month.
Okay. Do you have any car payments, truck payments?
Yeah, I have a SUV. My car note is $750 a month, and my insurance. I have me, my wife. I have three cars on my insurance. My insurance a month is about $400 a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your wife files separate than you then?
Yeah, she's filed separate.
Okay. Do you pay for your own health insurance or part of it?
Yeah, I pay for my health insurance.
Do you know how much they take out of your check?
Well, my dental is through my employment, which is only $6 a week. I have Aetna, which is out of my appointment. This is through Aetna. I pay $300 a month for that.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
And then do you pay for life insurance?
No, I unfortunately I don't have that yet.
Okay. Do you have any prescriptions or copays that are recurring that you pay monthly?
No. No, I don't.
And then lastly, as far as, do you have any court order payments, judgments, liens, bankruptcies, child support?
No. No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, let me do this.
I mean, I have, like, miscellaneous. I'm sorry. I have, like, miscellaneous things that I owe. Yeah, I have, like, miscellaneous things that I owe, like a phone bill here and some others. I think it probably adds up to, like, only, like, $700. But my main debt is the IRS. I mean, that's my main debt.
Gotcha. Okay.
And it's a medical. I got medical bills too. I got a lot of medical bills.
Okay. And what's that? Just the monthly payment? What's that average?
No, not even monthly payment. Just when I was really sick, I didn't have any insurance at the time, and you know, I had a lot of hospital stays. So I think I'm like about $30K in medical bills.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm in pretty bad shape.
All right. Well, we can fix this part of it. So let me do this. Let me submit this to our legal team. We can see if you qualify. We can see what options you have and then kind of go from there. If for any reason you don't qualify, at least we can kind of point you in the right direction. Like, we'll do a penalty abatement, get rid of the penalties and interest, put you on a payment plan. We'll do that for free. Okay, but let's see if you qualify for something better. Where we can either do a settlement or a non, since yours is older debt, we might be able to do a non-collectible. We'll have to pull it up and see where we just get the debt removed because it's older debt. So,
okay.
But let me do this. Let me submit it to legal. What's the legal spelling of your name, the way the IRS has it?
First, middle, and last?
Yes, sir.
First is J-A-M, like Michael, E-L, Jamel. Middle is Nicholas, N-I-C-O-L-O-H-A-S. And last name is Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N.
Okay. And what's your date of birth?
10/27/1984.
Okay. All right, well, let me put you on a brief hold, Mr. Jackson. I'm going to text you my contact information in case we get disconnected. I'm going to send you my direct line, my cell phone, my email, the company website, or Better Business Bureau link, the whole deal there, so you have it. And then let me just run this back to legal, have them take a look at it, and I'll be right back with you.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, that shit open. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, Mr. Jackson? Mr. Jackson?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, sir. Thank you for holding. I appreciate your patience.
Okay.
So the legal team, the only concern that they had, they just want to make sure moving forward that you don't fall back behind. This program with the IRS, it'll get you current, it'll get you compliant, caught up on your filings, you know, give you a fresh, clean slate. But your part of it or your agreement is that you'll keep it that way moving forward. You just got to file on time. If you owe, set up a payment plan or pay it. We can include 2024 if you owe for this year. But then 25, 26, 27, moving forward, you'll have to file on time. And just, if you owe, pay it.
Sure.
You know, you might want to adjust your exemptions accordingly. So, you are approved for the program. So the first thing that we do, we submit a 2848. That's a power of attorney to the IRS. So that way we have the legal right to speak and negotiate and to file your back taxes on your behalf. And then the second thing we do, we submit an 8821. It's a tax authorization. So the IRS, they go back 10 years, right? So we're going to pull all 10 years. That way we don't miss anything. In your case, we'll go back 15 because they're probably still trying to collect that, all right? So any income they show, whether it's 1099, W-2, penalty, interest, any late fees or, you know, penalties or overcharge that they may have charged you, that way we can determine exactly where you stand with them. And we'll be able to see how many years are outstanding we need to get filed and where you're at in their collection queue as well by getting all your records. And then we're going to submit the power of attorney. We'll put a collection hold on your account so the IRS cannot proceed with any type of lien, levy, or garnishment. That way you're completely protected while we're in the process of getting this all done. So, I mean, it's not overnight, you know, as the IRS we're talking about. So it takes us about 2 to 3 weeks to get your records back. And then someone from our legal team will call you. They'll know exactly what you owe. They'll know what we can settle for. The other part of the program, if you don't, if you can't afford to settle, it's usually like, in your case, probably be $800. If you can't pay that back within 6 months, then we'll put you in the non-collectible and we'll just get the debt removed. Takes a little bit longer, but we can do that. You do qualify for that.
Okay.
And then as far as our costs, are you a veteran or anybody in your family a veteran of the military?
My grandfather, my late grandfather that passed away was a veteran. My dad is a veteran, and my uncle is a veteran.
Okay. Well, very good. So we're veteran-owned and operated, so our cost is usually $795, but since you have a veteran in the family, it's $590. And the minimum down payment's half. So whenever you're ready to get started, it's $295 to get started. And then we can push the other payment out for 3 weeks. That's about how long it's going to take us to get your records back anyway.
Okay, so all right, so that's not a problem. Everything sounds very, very good and very promising. The young lady that called me, I don't even know how she – I never even applied for this program. So for her to reach out to me and actually I need – something like this was kind of crazy. So, I mean, what I want to do is, you know, I don't even know your company. I want to do my own homework. You know, I want you send me over all your information, which I received it. I just want to just do you guys a background on you guys before I proceed. I have your information. You have my information. I work
your
jobs.
Credentials. Okay.
Okay.
Just so you have it, and just so you know, we're veteran-owned operated. We've been in business a little over 18 years.
Okay.
The gal that runs our legal team, her name's Sally Rosenblum. She was a forensic corporate auditor with the IRS for 25 years. So,
okay.
Like, we'll get it done, right? And one of our lead attorneys, our lead attorney is a counselor for the Supreme Court of his state. So we don't have a bunch of high school kids just fooling around with you. We have the best attorneys in the business. So I'll email you our bar license, our CPA credentials. We have licensed enrolled agents with the IRS, so we get stuff done. What's a good email for you?
I'll fill it out for you. My first name, which is jamel.jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N, 1027 at yahoo.com.
Okay. So Jamel.Jackson, 1027 at Yahoo. So I'll send that out to you so you have it, and then just call me back. I sent you my direct line and my cell phone, email, whatever.
I got
if
it.
If you call and I'm on the other line, our phones kind of ring off the hook. Just leave a message, and I'll call you back as soon as I get off the phone call that I'm on.
Okay.
Okay, and then we'll go from there. I would finish getting your information. I'll have legal drop the documents. It'll be the IRS forms, and I can send you a link, and you can sign them electronically. It's a DocuSign, so.
Okay.
And then we'll go from there.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate your help, man. Like I said,
you're welcome, sir.
Do my background, and I guess we can move forward once I'm still comfortable.
Okay, the email is coming from jeffrey@republictax.com, so I'm going to send it to you right now, so just look for that.
All right.
Okay, very good.
All right, thank you, man.
You're welcome, sir.
All right, have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right. I'm going to go back to the paper.